Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi. Rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN on a getting ready for the holiday Friday. Yeah, we all are. But we got plenty to do before we get to it. Well, this is sweet. Is this?
Lee Greenwood. Lee Greenwood.
I don't know what.
If tomorrow all the things were gone.
Okay.
I'd work for okay. all my life.
I don't know where
had to start
we're headed.
With just my children.
What are you, from Russia?
No, remember when I'm driving, think of the show, the way I like to think of it is we're in the car. We got Memphis riding, and we're usually in the car bobbing our heads, right? We're cruising.
And they can't take that away.
Can't get Brad off. That's one of the things.
It's not to say I'm not proud to be an American, but when we play this when we're cruising, when we're running through the streets of Memphis.
This may not be in Blackfoot's backyard, but I'm just saying... White people
everywhere. Man, let's pick it up on a Friday.
Can you put your headphones on, John?
Can we
pick
it up on a Friday around here? Thank goodness.
Hey, Lee Greenwood is a legend, bro. I mean, in my neck of the woods.
Dude, I'm trying to have a good day.
Lee Greenwood.
And I'm proud to be an American, but that was too slow for what we're trying to do here on this Friday. Happy holiday weekend to you. Plenty to get to, including the Celtics. They won't die.
There is nobody that I know who enjoys and savors a three-day weekend more than my man Jason Smith.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. But it is not the lead subject today.
Okay.
We got 40s out back here.
Again, the fact that we're going to have a game six tomorrow night in an Eastern Conference Finals that once looked done when the Miami Heat were up 3-0. Jimmy Butler still guarantees victory. We shall see. Boston is a road favorite, 2.5 point favorite tomorrow. Can't wait to hear John say he was right about the line last night.
Well, Jimmy, you're running out of chances to win, okay? You got two left.
Know that that's coming at you, right?
Yeah.
One of our regular guests got engaged yesterday. That should be addressed. And then why John felt compelled to even have him on and not give him the day off. If that had been discussed with me at all, we would have said, Drew, thank you so much. But this is an important day for you.
Well, I did not know. I can just go ahead and address that now. I did not know.
But you're close enough. You got that he called you for engagement advice.
Well, that was after the show.
Well, Drew very kind then to do that, but he should not have done that.
Did Jeff put that out in the air?
Congrats to him.
Did Jeff put that out?
Yes, John. All that info is out. He puts a lot of your information out there, your personal stuff.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if Drew wanted it out there that he asked me for advice, because I'm like the last person that should be consulted on these kinds of issues.
And I don't know about y'all, but I'm pop shaking over here because it's a Showboats weekend, baby.
Yes,
don't tell me about the Ramblers.
The Gamblers.
Same thing.
By the way, they have a 2-for-1 92.9 special. I'll just real quick plug for the Showboats. They've hooked up with 92.9. We're sponsors, great partners with the Showboats. Buy one, get one free. Put the 92.9 code in. It's all at the website there. They've set it up.
That game is Sunday. Two hottest teams in the league.
Yeah, good game.
Houston versus Memphis for a battle of Simmons Bank. John, how are you on your last day before you head over to the land of Jokic?
The motherland. Yeah, I'm going to party with the Serbs.
I saw
the Baltic States.
His brothers are a rowdy crew. They were yelling at Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
very
rude. I'm obviously going to miss the show. I'm going to miss the, you know, the States. I've never been to Europe. I've never been across the pond, as it were. So, you know, everybody has a hard time understanding how far it is from Ukraine. Okay, I just want to make sure that's clear. It's not remotely close. So you don't have to worry about me.
Are you comfortable going there? Are you feel totally 100%? There's no problems whatsoever?
No. There's no travel advisor or anything like that. It's in the green. We're clear. So, yeah, no, it'll be fun. It should be a good time. It's a developed country. It's just, you know, not one you'd put on your checklist if you're going to Europe. I grant you that. But nothing about my life is normal. So this is just another step in that direction.
Tell Jokic folk we said what's up from Memphis.
Yeah, certainly will. Anyway, we had a big show planned. Anthony Sain's going to join us at 11:25 from the Anthony Sain Show, Bluff City Media. He'll be in studio here. We'll talk to him about the NBA playoffs, Ja Morant, and more with him. And then at 1:25, Radio Raheem Palmer from The Ringer is going to join us, and we will discuss the NBA playoffs with him. Of course, as you mentioned, Game 6 is set. Once again, I am just cleaning up over here. My bookie is begging for mercy. I did what Chuck did last night. I couldn't believe Chuck said this on the air. Chuck said, I called my bookie and asked him how much I could get down on the Celtics. Chuck said that on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We are living in different times now, folks.
Very much so. And Spoelstra asked about the line before the game.
And Chuck is sponsored by FanDuel, you know, and he's talking about his damn bookie, you know. So it's just I thought about, like, making a Twitter account of, like, documenting – team's records against the spread when Chuck guarantees them. Like, I think that'd be kind of fun. I wouldn't have every single one because I wouldn't watch every single TNT game, but
they were joking. It's the first one he'd gotten right in a while.
I think it actually is.
Yeah.
Because when he guarantees teams, I usually do like to go the other way. Either way, it doesn't matter.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
On being right again.
Raheem Palmer going to join us at 1:25, get his Game 6 thoughts. And I would say this. Just as an aside, really quickly, the Denver Nuggets, a.k.a. the most boring team in basketball, is sitting in a beautiful spot. Like, it doesn't matter who comes out of this series, right? If the Heat win on Saturday, then the Nuggets are playing the Heat for an NBA championship. If the Celtics force a Game 7, win or lose, it almost guarantees the Nuggets a championship. Because since 2005... teams that are coming off of a 7-game series have only won the next series 38% of the time. That's that grueling. And the Nuggets have had, what, 7 to 9 days of rest? They're going to start, you know, very likely, you know, depending on who the opponent is. I mean, Boston would have the home court advantage there. But if it's Miami, I don't give them a chance whatsoever against the Nuggets, given the grueling. If you sweep, it's different. But Just something to think about. Mm-hmm. The Denver Nuggets are sitting pretty right now. That's the story.
With you there.
Either way, we have a few things that I wanted to get to with you and gauge your excitement on. If you'll oblige me,
let's go.
All right, here we go. Excited, Jason Smith, for Dan Barron's Burgers and Hot Dogs.
Excited.
You can smell the lighter fluid now.
I saw him when I pulled up. Dan sweating over that grill, and I appreciate the effort. I want people to know how grateful I am to have a boss that cooks burgers for you and for the crew right on the weekend of Memorial Day, right? That's a nice thing to have. That said, in the past, I've not been able to eat them. Last year, I bit into one, and I said, this is raw, like Chef Ramsay. So I've sort of put the word out. Hopefully it is. It would get a little bit more done burger for old smoothie.
So
I don't have my hopes high though.
Are you gonna give it a shot, man?
So in terms of excitement level, you know, because Dan knows how to cook them one way, and that's for y'all.
Okay.
So my excitement level is not very. I don't want to get my hopes up too high.
Do you not feel included? Because we had the Lee Greenwood thing going, then we have the raw burgers. I'm just. It's just not that inclusive right now at this moment.
I'll let you know, though. When will those be up, we think? About noon?
He said 11:30.
Okay.
I smelled the butane at 10:30, so we're going to get a good hour on those.
I saw the fire
going. Jokers.
We'll be able to bring some closure to that.
The test.
Before this show is over.
The test.
I'll let you know. Take a picture of me when I bite into it.
Yeah, he's going to flame broil him pretty good for you this year.
But that's right. But he can only do one like that.
But you will.
Y'all, because y'all will not eat them like that. That is burnt
meat. Who is y'all?
That is burnt meat to you guys.
Well,
you guys that love the raw. You guys that love the red,
the
mayo. To see the mayo globin as you eat it.
White people.
You know what you say. You can't taste it, Jason, if you burn it. Like to taste the myoglobin. No, it's not blood.
You can taste it.
We're the same thing year after year.
You can taste it if it's burnt. It's just burnt. You know, but you don't want burnt. You just want well done. Mm-hmm. You want the
very little to if any pink. Is that okay?
Right. No, you just want
no
to,
pink.
Like brown. You want it to be brown.
Yeah. Did you hear me say no pink?
I'm just trying to nail the hue here.
It usually gets brown when you cook it.
I just want to nail the hue, man. So either way.
It all sounds so ungrateful when I'm like the most grateful guy to be here.
What about a glizzy? What about a hot dog?
But you guys have made this a subject.
What about a hot dog?
Jarvis Greer always said, don't make yourself the news.
Right.
See, so this makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, that's.
But I eagerly await the burger and to see I'll be able to tell you on the first bite, guys.
What about a hot dog?
It'll be more about what I look down and see than what it tastes like.
Is he making hot dogs too, Brad?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have not. I'm not part of this.
Kids eat hot dogs. My son eats hot dogs. Unless it's a Chicago hot dog, it's for children.
Looking forward to it. And I'm with your general point, though. I mean, just the idea is
Thank you.
I'm excited about it.
I appreciate your understanding.
Excited.
It's an inclusive environment here, man.
That's what I'm getting at. Yesterday, this is a prime example. We ought to have two because we ought to have one for my man Sane, too. I'm sure you don't like them red like y'all do.
Like yesterday, right? This is a good example of the inclusivity on this station. You had Heat plus 8. I had Celtics minus 8. Brad said, I think I'm with both of you.
Right.
So Brad was going with the Bush.
I say that on everything, even though I try to do that on everything, but it doesn't usually work.
I was in that till the end, by the way.
I think you had a chance at a miracle.
Hauser put me away.
Where did I land, John?
You did land on Celtics, and you were right. They landed
on the right side.
They kicked the ass.
Excited.
I knew we would hear that today.
Which, of course, sets up a Heat Celtics game 6. Adam Silver made the call again. He said, we need more basketball on Memorial Day weekend. What are we doing? We can't have NBA basketball on Memorial Day weekend.
Well, you'd said not having Gabe Benson was going to be huge, and I didn't want to believe you in the sense that you think Kyle Lowry and some of those other guys could step up for a game. They did not. Lowry's awful at this point.
Terrible.
Couldn't get you anything, and when you got Butler operating on the low level, like it seemed to be like he was last night, like he's been for the most part, for a lot of the last two games, just hadn't had the same energy. You got to give Boston's defense a ton of credit.
Yep.
I mean, it should be right there at the top of the things you talk about from that game last night. They've flipped a switch. There's no question in terms of their defensive intensity. So, listen, this is history. I think it's only 15 teams have forced a game 6 after being down 3-0, and only 3 of those previous 14, the Celtics are the 15th, have forced a game 7. So we're watching history, as you so well put it before the show, one way or the other. He going to make history as an 8, get into the finals, with the only one since the Knicks since 99, or the Celtics going to make history in terms of comeback 3. It's just too storybook. It's too 30 for 30 to believe the Boston Celtics, right? Remember, it was the Red Sox are the only baseball team that's done this, to think they're going to do it after beating down 3-0. And you had Jeter and A-Rod in Miami for that first loss. It's just two storybook pack. No, I'm not going against history. I'm excited about the game, though, John.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll be in Chicago at a layover at an airport bar watching this. But I have made my bet on Superbook. Would you like to know what that bet is?
Mm-hmm.
It is
Celtic.
The Miami.
Good.
Heat.
Good. I'm glad.
Money line
on the right side.
Plus 125. That is who I'm on. I don't love it because I am worried about a few things. They did say on the broadcast Gabe Vincent is coming back, basically, that they were going to punt game 5,
mm-hmm.
more or less, to get him healthier for game 6.
I mean, he ran on it after he turned it that night. So hopefully that was precautionary.
But yeah, Kyle Lowry is just too fat and slow to play big-time playoff minutes in 2023. I mean, it just is what it is. And he was, I mean, he didn't make a three-pointer until the last minute of the game, last minute 30 of the game. Gabe Vincent shooting 60%. You know, I still think that he had what it takes to get it done. I worry a little bit about the Avalanche here, but I would argue that Boston has only done what it was supposed to do. I mean, do we really think that Miami was going to get swept? We did not. We thought they'd win game four. And then did we really think they were going to lose game five at the crib when they're 8-point favorites? We did not. I mean, I don't think you thought they were going to lose.
No, I just felt good about the eight.
Yeah. So
wrongly.
Boston did what they were supposed to do for the most part. They didn't get swept, and they handled business at home in game five. So now we go to game six when Miami kind of – I have to believe Miami knows that this is the game. This is their series.
All the pressure's on them now.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, that's not spin. That's not a narrative. All the pressure is on Miami. They know if it gets out of there, it's probably
they're losing. Yeah. I don't see a scenario where they lose.
The hook at that point.
Exactly right. I don't see a scenario where they lose game six and win game seven. I mean, this either ends in a Miami Heat victory in six or the Celtics go on to the finals. And that's what I truly believe.
There's a completely different energy about them right now, and especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, there is. But
it should have been there in the first three
games.
It's hard
to count on the Celtics doing that two and a half games in a row. Like, they never do that. Like, they're always going to have, at some point, a letdown. And, like, I just think that's coming. Gabe Vincent comes back. Brogdon's out. Brogdon's been bad, but he's now out. And do I really think Derek White is going to make six threes in Miami?
Yeah, it was key for him last night.
Do I really
think... shot the ball.
You know, they didn't shoot the ball, like, lights out. But they were 41% from three.
16 to 39 to get it done when they're only hitting nine threes.
Exactly right. I mean, we know between Vincent, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson at 18 and 9 last night. Like, remember, Bam and Jimmy did not come back in that game, and it was still, like, potentially a cover. You know? So, it's something to think about. It's something to consider. I have the Heat moving on to a Nuggets Heat final, although it's gotten a lot more dramatic than I thought it would. Mm-hmm. At this point, I don't love the bet. I did make it, though. I think plus 125 is too good a value with the home team. You know, if I'm getting Vincent back, if you tell me Vincent's out, I'm buying out. I'm buying out of that bet, and I'll lose the juice on it or whatever. But I'm not betting on starting point guard Kyle Lowry in 2023. So, Jason, that's where I'm at on it. You agree? You're on Heat? You believe Heat to get it done? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Sunday, you mentioned it. Showboats Gamblers, the two hottest teams in the USFL. We got a two-for-one. Where can people get that, Brad?
It's right there on the website. You know, there's like a code for it. It's also posted at the very top of our Twitter account. There's a link. So just go to the 92.9 ESPN Twitter account. Right there at the very top, there's the buy one, get one free deal for the Showboats game. It's Sunday afternoon, John?
Yeah, Sunday afternoon. Jason will be there pregame signing autographs outside Simmons Bank.
The empty booth right there. keep it on the game.
No, it will not be an empty booth. It would be it'd be packed house.
I've seen you give autographs.
I'd have CJ standing there looking like, what are we doing here, Dad?
You'd have more people show up to get your autograph than Cole Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good about that.
You know what I'd be over there talking about? Penny!
We'll get to Penny next week.
I was with a Tiger booster last night who would have gotten your autograph.
Wow.
Jason.
A Tiger booster?
Very nice of you to say, bro.
Tiger booster, the first thing he said was Jason and John. He mentioned Jason Smith, and he would have been happy to have your autograph.
Love that.
Maybe you would have gotten some money for the rebounders out of it.
I don't know. I don't think Jason's not a great fundraiser. He's more of a guy that wants to give than take.
He is a giver.
You know,
there's no question about that.
But in terms of the game itself, I know you're locked in. When you look at both secondaries here, who do you give the edge
you.
To?
Yeah. Break it down.
Just in the trenches here.
I'm going to forget secondaries, John. You're not going to do that to me. What I will tell you, and you can tell I'm not looking at any computer screen or notes.
No, this is straight from the heart.
This is all ad-lib.
Only giving up 22 points over the last three games.
Look at this.
Including coming off of a shutout.
Yeah.
They are absolutely rolling. I believe Carnell Lake is our defensive coordinator.
Yes,
and he has absolutely got that defense humming. Humming. I'm excited about this because as good as the Showboats have been and getting the season turned around, getting back to 500, they're still a game out. They're in the best division of the two. Everybody else is 4-2. And so if you're going to be one of the four teams that make the playoffs, they've got to win this game. Got to win the Battle of Simmons Bank. Y'all know the story about Houston's been working out of Memphis, essentially. When Memphis is practicing, Houston is in the meeting rooms. When Memphis is in the meeting rooms, Houston's out practicing.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The way they've had to,
allegedly.
Had to share. They stealing?
Allegedly. Somebody
they watching
be stealing.
Practices?
Side
yeah,
stealing.
Yeah, somebody going to be incognito, man.
So this will be a good one. Hopefully there's good weather out there for it. And then the difference is for the Gamblers, they've just had friends and family out there for their games. They'll actually have a crowd out there.
It's a big home field advantage
for a showboats crowd.
Yeah, because you have usually, like for the gamblers, it's like 45, and with the showboats,
literally
it's
just family
400. Yeah. So it's a tenfold increase.
Not 400.
Oh, I don't know what
they've done. They've done a lot better than that. You should give the folks out there that have gone out there credit. They look like they're having a good time. I hope the weather holds up for them. I saw a little bit of rain.
In terms of a family
thing. So this is both teams is what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home and home.
Houston's won 4 in a row. Memphis 3 in a row. It's the two hottest teams in the league, I believe. Because New Orleans has fallen off and now lost 2 straight after opening the season 4-0.
USFL.
Got the gambler theme.
Showboats. Gamblers. For all the marbles.
Cole Kelly, bad man.
Yes. This is the you know, a lot of people got excited about Chiefs-Eagles. Whatever you want to call it, the stupid Super Bowl, right? What an overrated American event.
Right.
That has nothing on Sunday's atmosphere, okay? This is going to be for pride.
Yes.
This is going to be for the lead. Symbolically, the torch getting passed in the USFL. One team passes the other. One team pulls up the ladder, the other falling down into anonymity. Who will survive? Showboats, gamblers, Joel Klatt on the call, right here.
Joel's on the call.
On Fox, next. Just make sure Tom Hart's not on the call. That's who we can't have. He gets very inappropriate.
Love Tom, and
he's good.
He's
a friend of the show.
He was a friend of the show until his outburst. So,
gamblers got to know when to fold them.
Well, what's up with all these, you know, these on-air broadcasters just having outbursts, man? It's just going around.
His is not the same as everybody else.
His was funny.
I've stumbled before, just never like that.
You know what we're talking about, right?
You guys were playing in the studio yesterday. That was a really unfortunate tongue slip there.
Yeah, I might. Next time we have.
This was not a slur for those who don't know.
It was
put him in that category.
Should I find the clip?
No, because you can't play it.
You literally can't play it.
It's not arable.
Come across. No.
No, but it's. He
fumbled it, needless to say.
He was talking about. Okay. Bruh. So I'll try to explain this as well as I can for those who have not seen it.
Try to make it quick.
He was talking about turning back a clock. I don't know what he was referencing.
Oh, yes. There's the C word is in there a little bit.
He was talking about turning back a clock, and he said the big black blank as a black batter was at the plate. Whoops. And they were like, they just like zoomed in on the dude, man. Why'd they zoom in on the dude, bro? Why? That's where I was like, all right, I draw the line here, bro. He was not talking about the batter.
And he couldn't get off the stumble. That was the thing, too. Once the C came out, it kind of hung
well,
there.
Well, his on-air partner drew attention to it. You know, he was like,
whew. He's like, ooh.
Key to being a partner is not to draw attention to what just happened, as y'all know.
Yeah, like the guy with the Athletics drew some criticism for not reacting. You know, he was like pounding his chest like McConaughey and Wolf of Wall Street. But
by the way, that dude got slashed, by the way.
He did. That was inevitable for sure. And then, anyway, you can find it if you want it. Last thing, I'm going to Serbia. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Man, you should be excited about that. I haven't sensed the level of excitement that I feel like is appropriate for your first trip. Is it not?
To
overseas?
Europe. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not like I'm going to Italy or something. I'm going to Serbia, bro. It's not like it's a destination for people to go to.
Be careful.
Overseas,
I'll be careful. Yeah.
We don't say that when we go to the Caribbean. You're not saying you're going. You know what
exactly
I'm saying?
You're right. Yeah. I would rather go to the Caribbean. I'd be excited about going to the Caribbean.
You're going back to your motherland.
Yeah, it feels like a very landlocked vacation. I think that's why I'm not as excited about it, because it's just not like a place where you can go and sit by the beach and have drinks and all that. Like, I'd rather go to England if I'm going to do the landlocked thing, where I can just go to the pub and I can kick it with the damn English people, you know, where I can understand their language. I'm going to a place where it's not, English is not the first language. I'm going to know like 4 people, and it's surrounded by a bunch of gray land. That's, you know, so it's like I'm not paying for anything, so that's the good thing. But
nobody wants to be around the dad that's not having fun.
Oh, I'll drink. Don't worry, I'll get to a place where I'm having fun, but it's going to require some, you know, some libations.
This is beautiful. I don't believe I've
the Serbian national
stopped and listened to the Serbian national anthem.
I'm not sure why you ever would, you know. It's not, if you had heard it, I would be concerned. Either way, I'll be out next week. You'll be here holding it down with Brad. Mm-hmm. And I may check in from Serbia at some point.
I don't want to do you like you did Drew yesterday. I want to give you
the
time
off. Well,
I did
not know I was doing Drew that way, Jason.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to continue to put it out there.
Drew was happy to come on. He told me before the hit that he was getting engaged.
It still was wrong. We should have said, no, Drew. We should have stopped.
Well, we don't want to overwork
anybody
here, as we know.
He's just that good of a person.
He's an incredible human.
All right, well, Dan Barron's at the door with your burger, so we will get to that. And then Anthony Sane joins us when we get back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Jenkins helping you beat the books with BetQL. The Giants and Brewers play game two of their series in Milwaukee tonight, and the BetQL model wants to ride a recent trend between these teams. After San Francisco's 5-0 win on Thursday, the under is now 5-0 in the last five matchups in Milwaukee between these teams, and 9-4 overall in the last 13. Even better, the Giants have gone 10-1 to the under in game two of a series over the last 11. BetQL model has made the under between San Francisco and Milwaukee their five-star play of the day.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With me. Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. If you haven't checked out yet, make sure you do. Tribal Chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist, founder of Asylum Media Group, winning his box hockey champion in Pine Hill Community Center Day Camp history as well. You can follow him on Twitter at Sane Asylum. He joins us like he does every Friday right now. Brother Sane, are the Celtics back in this and in it to win it?
Man, they're clearly back in it. I'm not going to do any predicting. It can go either way. You know what I mean? It can be over. It can be over tomorrow. It's Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it can be over tomorrow, or we could be looking at Game 7. Like, it can go either way. But it definitely is cause for concern if you're a Miami fan. If you look at it, you know, if you lose this game, the series is over. If it goes back Game 7 in Boston.
Agreed.
That means they've been you three straight games. The momentum is clearly swung. And I'm not going to pretend like Boston isn't the better team, man. Like, they have a better team than Miami does. Miami has a cast of guys who are playing way over their head. They're all guys who are known as shooters, but they're not as good as the shooters they've been in games 1-3. And seeing those guys come back down to earth, I'm not surprised. And we were talking about this off the air. How good is Miami if those guys aren't going crazy from three? If the Gabe Vincents, the Duncan Robinsons, those guys, if they're not knocking down threes at a crazy clip, how good is that Miami team? You know what I mean? And Jimmy Butler, he's going to be who he is. That team is extremely shorthanded. This game is going to be interesting. I would not be surprised if Boston wins this game and looks, you know, convincing doing it, even on the road. Boston's just a better team than them. They're one of those teams that have a lot of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. When they're on their own, they mentally check out of games at a time, it seems like, in the playoffs, which is so strange that they've advanced this far the way that they, especially their home record. I think they're only like around 500.
11-11.
Yeah, so the way that they take, like, not stretches off within the game, but they take games off in the playoffs and have still advanced is wild. But I would totally not be surprised to see who I think is the better or more talented team, Boston. make history, man, and come back and reverse this 3-0 deficit and come out and win 4-3. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Quick question. Is Jaylen Brown overrated?
I don't know, man. I think Jaylen Brown's
solid last night.
I think he's a really good player. I've had discussions with people who say, man, Jaylen Brown's better than Tatum. I'm like, man, that's easy to say when teams are game planning to stop Jason Tatum.
Oh, no.
I think
what are they on?
Yeah, I think Brown is just good enough to make you pay for it. Yeah, he's good enough to make you pay if you're focusing all on Tatum. I think Brown's a very good player. I love him here. I love him on any team. You know what I mean? He's a really good player, but I don't think he's – he doesn't do a good job of hiding how he's feeling in the moment, if that makes any sense. Like, his body language, his face just kind of gives off like, I'm sick of these dudes. Like, I don't know if he wants a better role there, or he's just kind of tired of some of the stuff that's going on. I know he's made comments about some of the racial issues there and how every time they lose, he's the one that gets the criticism no matter what happens. But he definitely doesn't seem like he's happy there. It's going to be a really interesting summer for Boston for sure, man, when you look at how, you know, he's due for the Supermax this summer and, you know, all those type of things. I said this on my show yesterday, too, that the Supermax contracts are really – troublesome in the NBA. They're really a problem if you really think about it, because I really don't think they are really doing what they were intended to do. Yeah, it gives teams this leniency to be able to give your guys an unbelievable contract for guys to play for your team. But in the event that you have to move those guys, it makes it almost impossible to trade those guys for the team's favor. You know what I mean? And then you have this situation now here in Boston where you have not one but two guys who are Supermax eligible. If you sign both of those guys to a Supermax, what else can you do with that roster? You know, that's an unbelievable amount of money that's going out in your cap room. But it's like, do you tell Jaylen Brown no? I mean, it can be so dramatic there this summer. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially if they mess around and win it all, or if they don't. You know what I mean? It's going to be interesting to see how things go down in Boston for sure.
Well, I mean, I think it ends on Saturday. That's just my personal opinion.
I'm not going to say I disagree, but I would not be shocked to see.
No, I think there. I have concerns just like you about, you know, because
that team was the AC for a reason.
There's no doubt.
First ranked game of the play-in for a reason.
And their shooting has come back to the middle a little bit, actually a lot. And now you've got injury concerns. Kyle Lowry cannot play starter minutes in the NBA playoff game in 2023. But I think they get Vincent back. You know, Jimmy and Bam didn't play in the fourth quarter to speak of, really, and they still definitely had a chance to keep within 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the thing with Boston that everybody knows, but I think we should remind, is like, when's the last time we saw them put together 2.5 straight games in a playoff series?
No.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
They screw around all the time.
And at what point, I mean, it's just funny how the whiplash of a playoff series, bro. We go from it being 3-0, Mazzulla's getting fired.
Oh, yeah.
Spoelstra's coaching circles around him. So now it's like.
He's a wonderkid now.
look out.
Look at this, like, 32-year-old future
right.
Next Greg Popovich coach out there.
He's the same coach.
Same dude. Yeah.
You know? But it's like, that's kind of why, like, just as a basketball fan, I hate playoff series. Like, because.
That's what they do.
We go crazy with narratives game to game. Nothing really changes about the personnel of the coaching staff. It's
guys
impossible.
Just making shots for the most part.
Right. It's like, okay, Miami shot 60-some-odd% in the first three games, and now they're not.
Right.
And Boston's shooting the ball better, too. But it doesn't fundamentally change what we knew about both of these teams. Right. But, you know, it's just the coverage of it.
It's just like in these playoffs, I've seen hundreds upon hundreds of tweets from Grizzlies fans and articles about, you know, why the Grizzlies should get Rui Hachimura this summer, or why we should get Gabe Vincent this summer. And that's all strictly because of stuff we saw in the playoffs. There was nothing in regular season that no one went into the playoffs worried about Rui Hachimura or Gabe Vincent. Now those guys are, you know, hot commodities for the summer or whatever. Strictly because of hot streaks we've seen in the playoffs. But, yeah, I definitely agree. And if you're looking at this Miami series, like, there are people like, well, you know, they'll get Gabe Vincent back. I'm like, are we really talking about Gabe Vincent as a determinant of the series? You know, that's why I don't really have a ton of faith in what Miami has going on with this situation, because if Boston turns it up, man, I don't care who's on the court. You know, they could win that game very well. So
I'll say this: like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
the Nuggets are your
NBA champions. I will agree with that. I would much rather see Boston versus Denver. I know that Miami is playing good basketball or whatever, and Jimmy Butler is box office.
But you need talent.
I don't want to see them dudes.
Yeah,
I don't want to see they.
They're limping to the finish.
They are. Yeah. I mean, look, and full credit to them for getting close to this far.
No credit to them.
And if they get to the finals, it's still one of the greatest postseason runs we've ever seen. I mean, it
I am an unapologetic Jason Tatum fan too. So I would get my boy back in the finals.
No, Tatum is a it's his elimination stat numbers. You know, like when he's up for elimination,
yeah, I might just drop 50.
He elevates.
Yeah.
There are not many guys who do that in the NBA. Who are at their best when they are on the brink.
It's the mama mentality, they call it.
Like, I would say, you know, Santi Aldama is one of them. Kenneth Lofton is one of them. Yeah. But then you put Jason Tatum in that group.
Yeah.
What guys would you, if you were going down a list of, okay, I need this dude in the trenches and on the brink, what's that list look like?
Definitely Tatum for sure. Who else?
Still put Dame on that team.
Oh yeah, Damian Lillard for sure. Dame, still
but he never has to worry about that because he's never there.
Yeah, his team's always fighting for the 12th seed, or celebrating the 8th seed against us.
That's right. Like, that's right.
Big time game 7 or just
close. Bro, there aren't many.
Not many dudes, man. Like not in today's
NBA. Like you wouldn't even say Giannis because Giannis is
Yeah.
It's not like he plays one gear all the time.
And it's always like attack, attack, attack.
Yeah, like it's not like there's another level for Giannis to get to. Yeah. Although he did have, 50 and 20 in the friggin' closeout against the Suns in the championship. So, yeah. I mean, he does.
I think I have him up there, man, because that dude does have some crazy games. Even if he loses, he's had some nasty games in overtime. That I've seen.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I think he's in there.
In the West. Is there anybody in the West?
I'm forgetting somebody. It's somebody obviously.
I mean, LeBron had 40, 10, and 9 in the free.
Yeah, he went out. You know, he went out good. He looked kind of sorry on that last drive of the game, but you know.
He got lied down by Jamal.
Well, if that's the case, Jokic. Then he hasn't had his back against
Jokic.
The ball. But when it's like winning time, that dude turns into a whole other dude. That three he hit over his head.
How many times he done that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I guess you didn't see the Sean's report that foot has to be amputated.
Who?
LeBron's.
Man, stop, man.
That's what he said.
He had gangrene.
He had to get a prosthetic.
The fact he was even playing and able to go to the hole was a miracle in the first place.
I was so mad that, but I'm not going to blame LeBron. But I am mad that the narrative after that playoff series now is LeBron retiring? What's going on with his foot?
He's the reason.
That was by design.
And turn to Dave McMenamin.
And not putting the props on what Denver's done.
Agreed. Yeah, well, that was he should have been a part of that.
And the other side of that was, LeBron got swept. Can he do this anymore? That's what he removed from the conversation because he's threatening retirement.
Retirement, yeah.
You can't. You got to give him his flowers.
How dare y'all let them sweep me like that?
We played Commodores, This Is Your Life for 30 straight minutes just to – we had to. We had to salute him, you know?
Yeah, man. I hate that that's the narrative out there now. That's all we're talking about. And then you had Kwame Brown and the whole thing with him. Shannon Sharp. I'm like, man, screw LeBron, man. Let's get ready because these finals are going to be amazing, bro. Whether it's Boston, Denver, or Miami, Denver, the finals are going to be very good. Period. And I don't care about what LeBron does because he's coming back next year. It's all just a bunch of wolf ticket selling. So, who cares, man?
Did you see they got Shannon stole $1 million out of?
Yeah, I did see that. I saw that literally on the way up here. They say his house got broken into.
Got his ass.
Yeah, I don't really watch. I don't watch any of that stuff. Period, man. Anytime I see something like that, it's a clip that made Twitter or YouTube or something. I don't watch any of those shows, but. I've kind of I don't have the best – I don't really care for Shannon Sharpe. I used to have some level of respect for him. I don't really like him at all. And I'm not saying I'm glad he got his house broken into, but I'm kind of sticking to the whole Kwame Brown thing because he just does too much for me, Shannon Sharpe does. But yeah, I don't watch any of his dudes, but him right now, I don't really like how he conducts himself about certain things. So.
Have you talked to Silver on when he's going to hand down the –
I don't know, man. I'm glad you said that, though, because people are like, it's no rush, it's no rush. Now, tell me if I'm just being a Grizzly fan saying this, but is it fair to the Grizzlies that you don't
not
go ahead and make this announcement?
Not at all.
What did the Grizzlies do? You know what I mean?
The Grizzlies didn't do anything.
Yeah, so I'm saying, you're...
Well, I think they're gonna wait till after the finals.
I guess. I mean, I guess that's cool.
Because my point I made yesterday was you don't want to hijack the NBA Finals coverage with Ja Morant suspension.
But they've
news.
Already been doing that, though. Adam Silver sat on national television and talked about Ja with tears
during the draft lottery, right? But, I mean, we're talking about the finals. This is their pinnacle of their season. They're not. I would be stunned.
But will we really care a week from now? Is anybody going to be – because we were talking about this on my show yesterday, too. The longer this goes – the maddest that people are going to be about Ja or hostile about Ja, that happened a week ago.
Well, what if he gets a big suspension? What if he gets a 50-game suspension?
They ain't doing it. They ain't. No.
You can't get that past the MVPA.
No, you're not giving.
Well,
job
maybe
more
they're
than
going back and forth.
I think that, I mean, that's what Jeff said. He heard some says they're trying. They want to come down heavy. That's the thing. There's only so heavy that you can come down.
Yeah. So I mean,
you're probably gauging that with the MVPA.
As long as you do it before the draft. I mean, I feel like it has to come out before the draft. No questions asked. That would be unfair.
I think it's happening probably over this weekend. If I'm wrong,
they can drop it today. News dump it tonight. Nobody through the holiday weekend is going to be talking about it on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's probably happening over this weekend.
Can knock it out.
I don't see the point of dragging it out.
Well, fine. It either happens this weekend or after the finals.
Or never.
Yeah. You're not going to do it never. It's one or the other. Just like Saint said, Miami or Boston could win. You know, it could happen.
Yeah, exactly. Either way.
Either way.
I got Heat money line plus 125. I already made my bet last night.
You got Heat money line.
Yeah.
I don't know. You lean in Miami.
Plus 125 is too good a value.
Yeah. No. I think Boston going to win it, but I ain't just ready to go out there and just say that. But
I read you wrong, then.
You got to get off the fence, man.
I'm a Tatum guy, bro. When Tatum get going, it's over. I don't care who on the
court. Yeah, but then Jimmy will come out and have 35, and everybody will fall in love with Jimmy again.
What Jimmy had last night, though?
He's been terrible.
He
two
looks
straight
a
games.
Little different.
Yeah, he does.
Just the approach.
But the flu game, like his dad.
How much of that is him preserving himself for the game daddy. Six, though?
Well, he got a bunch of sorry dudes out there with him, and he'd be trying to save himself.
In terms of the narrative here, right, it is – we talked about it earlier, how you go from history to history.
Mm-hmm.
You're now staring down a different kind of history.
Yeah.
What will this do for the narrative around Jimmy Butler?
If he blows it. I don't think he's blowing anything. I think he's already set, man. He's dragging – it's like saying that LeBron's legacy – like when LeBron was dragging those bad teams or injured teams to the finals. Nah, Jimmy's that dude.
He's only added to it.
Yeah, Jimmy's that dude regardless.
Even if he blows a 3-0 lead.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You can say the two seed
is a banged up 8 seed. He's still that in fact.
I'm just saying nobody was pointing that out when they were blowing everybody out though.
If they lose, you could just say that the clock struck midnight on the mother dudes.
I think that's totally fair.
Right.
But
Zane's right.
Yeah, because Jimmy gonna go off.
Yeah.
That's facts. That's not a narrative that this is an 8 seed that's banged up.
Can the Grizzlies get Caleb Martin and give him a max?
Man, Caleb Martin probably just be a dude if we got him. What does he play? He's a 4, but he's not really a 4.
He's a 3-4.
But can he play the 3 though?
I think
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I like him.
Dude, I would like lose my ish if the Grizzlies got him.
Well, he a free agent though?
I don't think so. Oh, and okay. I don't even think
Miami ain't letting none of them dudes out.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. That's the problem is that he's just when Miami gets those dudes, they somehow keep him. I don't know what his contract is, but like that's the kind of guy the Grizzlies need.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't got to be a star. It's just got to be
come in, make shots, defend a little bit. Keep the ball moving.
Bro, you wouldn't even believe what he makes. Dude makes
like nothing, probably.
$6 million a year. Mm-hmm. 6.8.
And his brother's bearing the lead. Let's go get him. What's he doing?
He's not as good.
Caleb, they practice on the same rims, huh?
Cody and Caleb? What are their name?
What's Cody and Caleb, yeah. But they say Cody's the one that can't score. I don't want him. I want the dude that can guard and score.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think they're gonna let him go, bro. I was saying to myself, and when it was 3-0, Caleb looked like Tatum should have. And then, of course, Tatum,
became
went back
Tatum.
To being himself. But Caleb's aggressive, man. Like, I like players like that, bro. Like, he's a 3-and-D all day. That's all they need, bro. It doesn't have to be something that reinvents the entire framework of the NBA. Give me a normal person at 3.
And that's what I told our fans, too. A lot of people are like, man, who do we get? Who do we get? I was like, man, there are a lot more guys out there. Like it was a guy saying, Rui Hachimura would have been a big swing. And I was like, I'm not going to say he's a big swing. It'd be good to get Rui on this team, though. But there's, like I said, who thought about Rui Hachimura going into the playoffs? Mm-hmm. There's so many guys that could come in and just kind of play a role for this team.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb averaged 9.6 points, 5 rebounds, and 36% shooting from 3. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit more production from the scoring piece of it, but not a lot.
Right.
You got John Morant.
There are a lot of guys that could come in and play that role. Guys who their name may not be a bigger name than Dylan, but there are guys who could come in and play that role well and really could, Because you got to remember, man, rookie Zaire Williams played the majority of the season starting the small forward.
Exactly.
2 years ago.
Yes.
And our record was better than it was last year.
Yep.
And Dylan
barely
played.
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? So if you get a guy who can, halfway do something, you're not going to fall off. You're not going to fall off at that position at all. You don't have to be like a superstar guy. I want it to be OG Anunoby, of course. I'm on record everywhere saying that. But it doesn't have to be that level of player. It could be because Miami's got Jimmy Butler and a bunch of dudes out there, and they're about to go to the finals possibly. So likely. So, you know, it doesn't have to be all these super name brand guys.
You think Penny Hardaway will get in the Hall of Fame ever?
I would love to see it. I think as his coaching career continues, it definitely will help, especially if you can mess around and get a championship.
Because it's more contributions to basketball besides your career.
In the career, in the conference that he's in, and I'm kind of in the belief that the NIL thing is going to kind of level off, like, because it's kind of a lot of people are kind of seeing that now, that the people are investing. They're like, okay, why am I sending this type of money every year for some random kid who's going to be gone the next season? Or, you know, I think that whole thing is kind of fading down. I think once that levels off and kind of becomes what it's going to ultimately be, you're going to see Penny kind of, you know, rise to the top as far as being able to recruit guys. His skill on the sideline is going to increase. If he's one of those guys that can, you know, kind of dominate in that smaller conference like that, constantly going to the tournament, making some deep runs, it can put you in that Mark Few type, you know, conversation as a coach. So I think that's his best bet to be able to do both. You're talking about Olympian, you know, All-NBA team guy. If he can have a solid coaching career, he may be a little older by the time he gets in there, but I can definitely see a scenario where Penny gets in. I'm glad y'all mentioned that, too, because there was a tweet, there are tweets that's going around about one of these publications put out an old clip of Penny in the Bluff City Classic. Have y'all seen it? Saw it today?
Yeah.
Bro, Penny was so ridiculous, bro.
I think Todd Day was in that game, too, but I saw the same clip.
Because Penny and Todd used to go at each other.
Oh, yeah.
The rivalries those dudes had from high school on through college and pros were insane. But something about Penny Hardaway, I think I heard Sonny Vaccaro talk about this. Penny Hardaway got from the ground to the basket so fast, bro. It was like he could jump over 2 feet flat-footed and dunk.
Dude, he was violent.
He could go from the ground to dunking instantly, bro. And Penny was, and he did it in that clip that we saw. Like he was never really known as like this superior athlete, but he's just his quickness of his jump, man, was so incredible. And just watching super young, like not even in the league yet, that was like going into college, Penny, wasn't it?
I don't even think
he was at Memphis yet. But yeah, Penny was so freaking good, man. And seeing that clip today really reminded me of how good those days were in the Bluff City Classic, you know, what we would see.
It was such a treat for the city, man. We didn't realize how spoiled we were to go in there and see that kind of talent.
And I put a tweet out today. I was like, the Bluff City Classic is Memphis's, like, Saturday morning wrestling version. That's what Saturday morning wrestling for basketball was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Tigers were, of course, the big show to us. But the Bluff City Classic was a big deal, man. You would turn into free cable access television. You would watch, you know, all these local guys who you remember, former Tigers, NBA guys who were from the city who didn't go to Memphis. It was incredible, man. And I don't think we'll ever see. There are a lot of shout out to the people who are trying to get something going at this point. I know that there are a couple other.
The Shelby Metro.
Yeah, Metro Pram, things like that. Yeah. But I don't think you'll ever see anything that has, like, you know, the University of Memphis actual players out there again, like current guys who are playing for the team.
It was unbelievable.
Grizzly players win the Bluff. You know, the last iteration, the Grizzly players got out there. I don't think you'll ever see that level of pro-am in the city again, like the Bluff. Because, you know, the last time the Bluff was through here, Lou Williams came through. Yeah. You remember that? Like, I don't think we'll ever see that level of pro-am here again. But I do want to go out and check out some of the other stuff that's going on.
I mean, Sam Young was out there tearing it up. Yeah,
Sam Young was out there killing dudes.
Killing people.
You remember when, I want to say Thad Young was out there killing
dudes. Thad came back all the time, at least
once or twice every summer.
But you can't put Thad and Sam in the same sentence.
But I'm just saying, though, bro, you'll never see that level of pro-am here
again. The crazy thing about that clip, I saw that, and it said Todd Day had 20-something points and Penny had 40-something, and I was thinking, man, those dudes, that's low.
And Elliot Perry was out there, too.
EP was out there. Like, my guy Maurice Cannon that went to Murray State, dude would get out there and score 60, 70, hit about 9 threes.
Right. I got a Maurice Cannon standing, too. I got a story, a Maurice Cannon story.
I saw him on Facebook the other day. Like,
probably still looking the same.
Yeah, looks great.
Because that dude had the best physique I've ever seen in my life when he was in college age.
Stood and could shoot that ball.
At Penny Hardaway's basketball camp, Maurice Cannon was one of the coaches, right?
Yep.
And we were doing the layup line. And he was, like, rebounding. And I casually dunked on Maurice Cannon in 10th grade.
Nah, that's a lie.
I promise I ain't lying.
Well, he was tiny then or something.
I didn't really dunk
you
on him.
You dunking on folks in the 10th?
He was in the area. Like, I kind of grazed past him and casually dunked while grazing past him.
You never told me you were a regular dunker.
I was all right back at one point in life, bro. I could almost dunk over 2 feet, jumping straight up.
Were you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, I was like probably 6'2" in high school, and I could do a power dribble and almost
had that little Imani vertical.
Yeah. Yeah. I could almost dunk flat foot over 2 feet.
Dang. I could never do it. You jumped higher than Imani then.
Yeah. I put the basketball down and just started, talking about basketball. So that's how it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Well, John never played, so.
I mean, I play in the streets.
Oh yeah, John Martin, a street legend, bro. I saw John Martin hoop in the in a Memphis Roar Tiger Pro-Am.
It was who was that?
It was a charity thing, right?
It was for Preston Laird.
Yeah, sure was, man. Sure
I was. I was way out of shape then. I still put up.
Yeah, you were
10.
Fat then, bro. Go ahead and say it.
Oh, yeah. I still put up.
I forgot all about you. You lost all that weight, bro.
Yeah. I was like, well, you know what happened is you get comfortable in those. Here's a big problem. I was on campus all the time in Memphis. Like,
then
all
you were a
long.
Local celebrity. You were like,
Yeah. But you eat Chick-fil-A 3 times a day on campus. Because that's all you have. Yeah. You're just there from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I forgot all about that. You did. You lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, bro.
Man, good for you, man.
Dude, that charity event is why I did it.
For real?
Yeah, because I saw some pictures. I remember the way I felt, which was like.
Can't breathe.
Yeah, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even get up and down the court, And then I saw some pictures, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to change my life here. Who's the woman that does it? Who changes your life? Fix my life?
Iyanla.
Iyanla, man. Yeah. Remember the Tiger fan photographer, Janice Cobb was her name. She's since passed. Rest in peace. I saw some pictures though, and I was like, I gotta
do something like this.
But you know what though? That's a gift to be able to fix yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You did it, bro, for sure.
Either way.
I totally forgot about that, fam.
Yeah. I tried to. You know what I'm saying? Jake's been trying to say I was fat when I was in middle school. That did not happen. That didn't happen until college, but that's just Jason's version of events.
So you were a fat high schooler into college.
No, that did not happen. It was freshman year, bro. The freshman 15 got my ass heavy, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. Either way, I'm out here. I'm out here in pickup street.
They had a very scarred high school experience.
No.
I can tell.
It was a formative. I appreciated my high school because going to White Station, it prepared me for the real world.
How diverse did you come out?
98.
Out of?
Woodville.
Okay.
What was the diversity of White Station when you were there?
Well, I was in Standard.
I mean, it was a total school.
The total school, I don't know. I mean, optional would definitely have leaned more white.
Yeah.
But it was 80-20 in my setting.
Black?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never had a class with more than 3 other white people.
When you took regular ed,
yeah, like which was like, well, whatever, it was fine. It was just like what you're just used to it. You know what I mean? It's not like you think about it once you're doing it, so you just came to expect it. But like, yeah, when a white dude was in the class with you, you're like, oh,
right,
somebody looks like me.
Welcome. I went to Wooddale, right, and when I went there, it was 55-45 black, and 45.
Oh, wow.
And when I was I was taking optional classes at first. And I was like, man, I don't have time for this. And then I went down to regular classes and was killing everything easily. Like, I literally took a 6 week off where I just didn't do anything. And I just made it up over the course of the year. I just gave myself a challenge. I gave myself a handicap. It fixed all my grades by the end of the year. But what I was about to say, the thing that was wild about that, I graduated in 1998, bro. I ain't graduating in the 80s or the 70s or something. But we had separate homecoming courts. Did y'all have it? Y'all had to have. You didn't?
No.
My school, we had a black version and a white version.
My wife did down in Senatobia, too.
Bro, wow. this is real, bro.
Yeah. Wow. Wild.
In 98?
Like, I remember that, yeah. Because it was like if they had a black court and a white court.
Is that a regular thing in this?
I don't know. That's what I experienced. I can tell you.
That sounds kind of racist.
Well, this is Memphis, bro. This is the dirty South.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.